Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I was born in 2025. But I wish I'd grown up in the 1980s. Like all my heroes. I live here in Columbus, Ohio. In 2045, it's still ranked the fastest growing city on Earth. But it sure doesn't seem like it when you live in the stacks. They called our generation the missing millions. Missing not because we went anywhere. There's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. Except the Oasis.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, it's time for another episode of Trailer Watch right here on At The Movies. I'm Uma Pagan Ampake Pagan. Joining me today, Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf. And we're going to be talking about one that's been out for a while. It premiered at San Diego Comic Con. It's the trailer for Ready Player One, which is the brand new Steven Spielberg movie based on a book by Ernest Cline of the same name. It's a co-written by Klein and Zach Penn. Zach Penn, of course, was responsible for the story of Avengers. He wrote The Incredible Hulk. I think he also wrote a couple of X-Men movies, including X-Men The Last Stand, though we won't hold that against him. If you don't know the story of Ready Player One, it's essentially this big homage to pop culture set in the future, where there's this thing called Oasis, which is like a virtual world that you can be anything you want and do anything you want. There's a big treasure hunt plot that kind of is crucial to the story, but one that's not actually elaborated on in this trailer at all. Mm. It feels like all this trailer serves to do is to show off the spectacle that this movie is trying to be.
Yeah, which isn't something I thought of that much when I read the book.
No.
I think there's a very much a tone shift in the middle. Like, I love the show the stacks. The book is set in the future where the world's gone to hell, kind of. Like, they call them, there's a nice line in the trailer, they call them the lost generation. They haven't gone anywhere, there's just nothing they can do. Everyone's given up on environmentalism. It's basically you just spend all your time in this online world. The stacks look almost exactly like the cover
of the book. Described in the book, exactly.
And there's somebody in the VR suit, there's a fat lady in a VR suit doing like pole dancing.
Doing pole dancing, yeah.
But then it changes and they're playing, I think it's a Rush song, is it? They're playing
Rush, yeah.
Yeah, and that song doesn't work for me. And then it's really? A big car race, and it's like, there's moments of that in the movie, but the movie isn't that. You need to identify with this character, and you need to the killer app for this idea for this film is it's set in the future in VR, but the creator of that VR world was obsessed with the time of his youth, so the 80s and Tron and everything that came out around that time. So that's why it ties together that everyone is obsessed with the 80s and 2030s, I think it is, right?
2030 something, yeah.
40s. So I like that element of it, whereas this is showing off a lot of effects for things we don't know about and aren't invested in yet.
So here's the thing. When I first watched the trailer, I was blown away by the sheer spectacle of it, right? So I was watching it and I was like, ooh, pretty colors, shiny things. Oh my God, look, it's the Iron Giant and the DeLorean and the Akira motorcycle and all of that stuff. But for the most part, after I settled down, I realized that maybe they don't have anything yet. I mean, it's still early days yet. Mm. The movie's only coming out next year.
Yeah.
So I think they just put together essentially what was a sizzle reel for Comic-Con.
But here's the thing. The other question I want to ask is, are we just this sort of, well, I don't know about critical, but are we just being this heavy on the trailer because we know what the book's about, right? So could it be that this trailer is for the 15, 17, 20-year-old who hasn't read the book, who's just going, oh, wow, look at all these really cool things that I recognize.
Maybe, but it's like you don't have any context for what that big race is or what the IOI is or what's going on there. So why, or who the main character is.
Once,
it's not Miles Teller. I always think it's Miles Teller. It's not
Miles
Teller.
He does look like him, doesn't he?
He's like a younger, slightly younger Miles Teller.
Every time the trailer comes out, I'm like, is that? I didn't know Miles Teller was this guy.
But like, you see him get into the Oasis, and then from that point onwards, he doesn't seem to be in the rest of the trailer.
No, he just has a narrative VO.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I think that's a mistake. I think if you want to have these crazy visuals, you have to ground it by having some character that goes through it.
So also, I don't know if the VO is something that will be in the film. Like I said, it felt like a VO for a VFX sizzle reel. What it felt like for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
that could be the opening narration, just to say that the whole world disappearing going into the Oasis.
So, I mean, this was my concern, right? When I watch this kind of science fiction, I'm always excited when it's directed by someone like Steven Spielberg because, you know, he's the guy that gave us E.T., Close Encounters, AI, Minority Report, all of that stuff. And, you know, he produced The Goonies, Back to the Future, Batteries Not Included, some of the greatest things we grew up with.
What do they call him in the trailer? There's some really egregious subtitles on some of the cast names.
There's plenty of egregious subtitling happening in the trailer, and I don't know who wrote the copy for this or what the purpose was.
Well, because, where were they? They're fired.
Yeah. It starts with going, cinematic game changer, Steven Spielberg. And based on the pop culture Bible
by
that was Ernest Cline. Yeah. And I'm like, it's a great book and I loved it, but it's not a pop culture Bible.
And Steven Spielberg needs no introduction.
No, so that's what I found really, really confusing, because who is this trailer selling it to? Because who doesn't know what Steven Spielberg has done?
No, but again, maybe
again,
that's
millennials.
It.
Yeah, millennials are destroying Steven Spielberg.
You're telling me they don't know Steven Spielberg? That's crazy.
No, but
talk.
They may know of Spielberg, right? But they may not. In fact, how many people of that age would have seen E.T.? Sure, Back to the Future, but E.T., Goonies, Batteries Not Included is a tough sell.
Yeah, right? It's an awesome sell.
It's an awesome movie. Like, love it to bits, but, you know.
Yeah, and that raised another point for me, which was, it's been a long time since he's made a movie like this. He's done a lot more serious meditative pieces of late. Mm-hmm. And my question was, and I hate to ask this question because he was the guy that made me love cinema. Mm. But is he the right guy to make this movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Tough one. Although, the other question...
Because when you read the book, because of all the 80s references, you think Ron Howard, Robert Zemeckis, Steven Spielberg, because they were responsible for a whole bunch of
those things,
right?
But does it feel like they're remixing themselves then?
Exactly.
Mm. Like, do they have the distance or do they have the fanboy joy, the fanboy love to actually portray this kind of thing on screen?
Or just a youthful eye.
Yeah.
Mm. Who would you have done? Say, you read the book, who would you guys have pitched?
Abrams. But it would have to be someone who...
Abrams.
Yeah, but he gets everything. That's the easy answer for everything.
just give him everything.
He's already got the Star Trek and the Star Wars. They've already given him everything.
What else is there to give him?
They only gave him an inch and he took them all. But I think it has to be someone who did grow up in those times and has that reverence for that material.
Yeah, that's true. No,
but is also a filmmaker now.
And I think that's why my immediate thought was Abrams, because he is not shy of his reverence for people like Spielberg or Robert Zemeckis or George Lucas, of which all of this stuff that Ernest Cline has written about is based upon. The trailer was cool but concerning, man.
Yeah, I didn't get that cool factor for me. It wasn't like going, wow. I was going like, what? Because again, there's a nice shot of it. I'm in that sweet spot where I've read the book long enough ago that I've forgotten bits and pieces of the details, which is going to be great when I go see it. And then afterwards, when I read the book, I'll be annoyed about the bits they left out. But it was only when I saw someone else pointing out that there's a character who's kind of like got no nose and drives a truck, and it's like, that's his best friend. Mm. I'd forgotten that, and I'd forgotten what he looked like, and I was like, what is this? So for me, it's like, what is that? There's no establishing what this thing is. And if you're trying to sell me on, look at this cool effect, it doesn't look like that cool of an effect.
Because in this day and age, after having seen 7 Peter Jackson Lord of the Ring movies or whatever it is, you've seen those effects before, right? Yeah. It's not something new, it's not something outstanding.
And it's kind of dark, so you don't quite realize that he's actually blowing up Freddy Krueger
There's a... The guy, was it the guy from Doom, I think, is in it as well?
Yeah, no, it's Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem, yeah.
So that's in one scene. If you go through this freeze frame, there is a lot of history.
Gandalf is in it.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, there's a bit where the bike slides under a truck or something like that?
Yeah.
And then if you freeze frame it in the background, because I was helping somebody else with their Easter egg article, there's like a splash poster on the wall.
Really?
Fantastic.
I was like, that poster looks super familiar. Why do I know this?
Stephen King's Christine is in it. Yes. The A-Team Van is in it.
Yeah, Lara Croft's in it.
Iron Giant's very prominent.
Very obvious. Clear.
Yeah. Joust.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a big part of the game.
One of the games, right? Yeah.
I wonder. So there's a whole, I don't know, is it a spoiler to talk about what's in the book? Because there's a point in the book where they recreate, you have to get through the next challenge, you have to recreate a movie line by line. Like you're put in the main character's role and you have to say every line on time.
Yeah,
and that's like, how are they going to do that? Are they going to do that? That's going to be interesting because that visualization of Joust, it took me a while to realize that's Joust.
The credits of this movie is just going to be littered with acknowledgments and special thanks.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But this must be an absolute licensing nightmare.
In a way, that's probably why Spielberg is the only one who can make it. He was the one who was able to pull together everything for Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
You're right.
Oh, right. That's true.
Or not DC, Disney and Warner Brothers to work together. In this case, he might be the only one who can get permission from all these people.
Yeah, he's probably got enough clout to be able to call all these guys up and say, can I have the license for it?
Because there is a V8 interceptor in it, so he just gets George Miller on the phone and says, can I put a V8 interceptor in it? He's like, sure, mate. You know, so
is that your George Miller?
Yeah, I don't know if he has the. It's a brief one. I don't know if he has the phone number for the guys who made Akira the movie or the book online. But you know,
he's Steven Spielberg. I'm sure he can find it.
Yeah.
For all you know, Steven Spielberg probably owns the rights to Akira or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Let me use the mic, or you're never getting your movie made again.
Go check out the trailer for Ready Player One. You can find it on YouTube, of course, and we'll link to it on our Facebook page. And then you can tell us what you think. Are you excited about this? Have you read the book? And do you think Spielberg is the man to do it justice? Tweet us. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahia Wyatt.
You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.